And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the best to 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we got a great show for you today. Captains Matt and Gavin from Captain's Concept. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing, inshore fishing, offshore fishing. Corey's got you covered on that. It's going to be a great time. We got so much fun. Pete's up at Katmai today, starting our week-long Let's Talk Hookup fishing in Alaska. It's going to be a great time. We'll hopefully hear from him a little bit later in the show. But, man, stay tuned. We got a great one and some really good questions coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So, bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, what a fun show we're going to have today, Rick.
Yeah, no doubt. Stoked to have Gavin and Maddie here. Morning, boys.
Morning.
It was funny when Corey and I came walking up the door, I saw the Pacific Queen literally tying. I mean, you know, people, we talk about that all the time. Oh, they just tied the boat up. I mean, literally the boat was backing in as we were, like, opening up the doors to the world headquarters. Let's Talk Hookup. But I thought, oh, good for Gavin. At least he had a trip off. You know, there's no way he would have done this. And, like, oh, no, you were behind the throttle as the boat was tying up before we locked in here this morning.
Yeah, basically I tied the boat up and run up here.
Info gets no fresher. Well, certainly a good morning to you both, and thanks for coming. This is not an easy day to or an easy time of year to sneak away because you guys are very busy doing what you do, driving boats.
Yeah, this is a busy time of year, summertime.
Oh, now I got you. My bad.
All right,
I'm new in the sticks, you know.
Yeah, first day.
Yeah. What a cool deal. So we've had the guys on before a couple of times now. Captain Concepts is an idea that the two of you guys had and have put to fruition. And it's basically this is what, we're saying this as a, it's funny Gavin just parked the boat and came up here. But this is what you do every day and are some of the, arguably the very best of what you do. Your guys' boats are so successful. The two of you had so much success at this and kind of came up with an idea of, hey, this is what we're doing, and we've had a tremendous amount of success. Our passengers have had a tremendous amount of success. Let's find a way to get that info to our people on a, inexpensive site, pay a couple bucks and learn kind of the hottest dope that's going around, and that's kind of what you guys have created, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, everyone hears about time on the water, and it's really hard to get if you're not actually driving a boat or anything like that, and you kind of eliminate that process there if you can stay updated, know what's working, know how to use it, know what we're using and everything like that. And that's what we go over.
I think it's, since its inception, I thought it was such a good idea. And, there's all kinds of love and hate the, all the things that are the internet. The best thing is to get so much info out there. The bad thing is there's no, there's no like source to what the info is. Anybody that went on any trip, a guy that went with Gavin could just say, hey, this is the best thing ever, but there's nothing behind it.
But even so, Rick, there's so many ways of getting information that are from guys that aren't even on the water one-tenth the amount of time as these guys. That's kind of getting it across plain and simple, right? Like you're getting information from the guys that are literally on the water for more days than, I can't even imagine, right? both these two together put more days on the water in a year than, and I fish a lot, but probably more than what I do in 10 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right?
That's what you guys do.
Yeah, it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
Huge thing.
Speaking of that being what you guys do, what's going on? How's fishing, Gavin? I know you just pulled the boat back in. What's the season been like for you guys? How was the most recent thing? What do we have looking forward? What's life like on the Pacific Queen right now?
So we just got in this morning that we guys wanted to fish for bluefin, so we tried that. There's an enormous amount of bluefin around. It sounds like a broken record. Everyone's been saying that, but over the last couple of weeks, we've had some really good trips. We've had some, scratchy trips, and we've had some slow ones. It just kind of depends on, what we're seeing a lot lately is the bluefin are around a lot of bait.
Okay.
And the days where the bluefin are not around a lot of bait, we get, a good opportunity to catch them. Like yesterday, the bluefin were around a lot of bait. There was anchovies everywhere. They were all interested in the anchovies. So, it was pretty slow. But, last week we had a real good shot out of them. We had a three-day trip where the fish were in cleaner water. They weren't around bait, and we caught them basically from the time we showed up till the time we left, day, night, 24 hours a day. We had pretty good opportunities. So that's kind of what we've been focusing on. There's been quite a bit of yellowtail around, too, for the boats on shorter trips.
Okay.
Pretty good grade yellowtail for on kelps, a little bit of dorado around and stuff as well. But as far as the bluefin goes, it's been real hit or miss lately. There's enough fish to where we could fill the boat every day for
right.
the next, 6 months, but getting them to buy is very, very
but
difficult.
But they're being
sometimes.
Bluefins.
Yep, exactly.
When it's like that, when their guard is let down and you are catching them, is it day, is it night, is it both, does it not matter? And then same deal, when it's scratchy, is it the same way? Like it doesn't matter if it's daytime or nighttime, they don't want to bite, they do? Like how is the, I don't know what you'd call it, I was like the percentage of bites work out when it's good versus when it's tough.
I think the inconsistency is crazy.
Okay.
Like that trip we had where we had good fishing last week, 3-day trip. The first night, we get there right when the sun goes down off to the grounds. The first night we caught nothing from dark till 3 a.m. Then from 3 a.m. to daylight, it was really good fishing. So the next night, we're maybe expecting the same thing. And the next night, complete opposite. We had good fishing from dark until 3 a.m, and then from 3 to daylight, we caught nothing.
Really?
So, it's,
and one day to the next.
Exactly. And same thing, sometimes the best opportunity, Adam, is right off the bat in the morning, and then some days it's been midday. It's so different. I always say if you're going to fish bluefin, you got to fish them for like 24 hours straight.
If you're going to go on a trip on the Queen right now, sleep. Get good sleep in before you get on the boat and just know that, hey, man, you got a ticket to go fishing and with one of the best boats and best captain and crew around, and you're going to fish the whole time.
Yeah.
Just, fish your ass off.
Yeah, pretty
and you're,
much.
You're probably going to get rewarded at some point throughout that trip.
Yeah, all it takes really is just a couple hours of them to let their guard down, where we can get good fishing. And like I said, it's been so inconsistent. We never know. You know, that could be 8 o'clock at night. It could be 2 in the morning. It could be noon. You know, you just got to kind of be ready for it.
So on the captain's concept side of things, do you help prepare a guy tackle wise? Like, what, you know, I mean, it's not the easiest for a guy to prepare to what to do, because exactly what you said, you know, you might go on the boat and have nighttime jig fishing or fly line fishing or sinker fishing or light line and a kelp. Like, do you guys kind of go through, like, you know, game plan, preparedness, that kind of thing for a trip like this?
Yeah, we do for sure. You know, mostly what we do is we'll take something, some topic, whether it's like a sinker rig or fishing some sort of lure, and we just like drill into it, like exactly to the details.
So really break it down.
Really break it down. So you could kind of go back into our previous stuff that we posted and look into how to really dial stuff in. But then we also do, like, you know, if something big changes, we'll also do like, hey, you know, this is, we've been doing this for the last 2 weeks or whatever, and now all of a sudden this is what you need, and we'll definitely go over game plans with people on what kind of tackle you should need. But when you're fishing, you know, anytime you're fishing bluefin, you kind of need to have all of it.
All the
tools.
Because
you never know. You know, we've had some days where we catch 100% of our fish at night, and then the next day we're only casting lures into foamers, or you were only doing this, or, you know, doing all of it on the same trip. You kind of have to have it all.
Got it. Brawler, kind of the same thing. Like, how it seems like the fishing, you know, we've been following you guys do on the San Diego, do such a good job keeping us up to date, both on Let's Talk Hookup. Marco's always filling us in. Great job on social media. It seems like you guys have been doing the same, like a little bit of offshore fishing, a little bit of islands fishing, a little bit of everything. What's life been like on the San Diego as of late and the season as a whole?
You know, there's yellowtail kind of everywhere. You go offshore, catch the yellowtail. You go to the islands and catch the yellowtail. It's all been kind of condition sensitive for us or the group we have. The other day we had a charter with no passports, so we went offshore and we caught yellowtail and caught a couple yellowfin, a bunch of bonita. But we've been mainly at the islands, and it's been really fun fishing, dropping our anchor down, doing a lot of fishing almost all day long, getting a lot of bites. It's classic island fishing. A lot of guys are used to just driving around, blowing up sonar schools, and putting the anchor down and just fishing is very, very enjoyable. We've had shots of yellowtail, plenty of shots of yellowtail. The other day we had 100 and conditions lined up, and it was really, really fun fishing on good yellowtail on the anchor, fly line, surface iron.
We talked about that yesterday. That sounds so much fun. Like, that's fishing. That's it.
It's a blast. You get a lot of bites. There's guys, when the barracuda was around and everything was good conditions, bass and yellowtail, there was guys catching over 100 fish in a day.
That's wild.
A lot of fun. Yeah, by every cast.
And I'm sure there's you know, I'm sure things come in waves, and like there's waves where it's as wide open and you're having fun yanking and cranking and high-fiving the guy next to you, and then there's waves when it's slow and you got to angle one up and you got to see a bird twitch the right way and cast your lure in just the right spot, and then you get rewarded for it. Like,
exactly. Yesterday was like that. We had some messed up conditions, but we got a little shot where we caught almost 30 fish in a very short period of time and not so ideal conditions, but the guys who worked at it got a few.
That's awesome.
I really dig seeing the barracuda. I mean, a lot of guys don't like look at it as
it swings off the tee.
But dude, it's a signal, you know. Yeah. It's really seeing the barracuda in the count to me is like a refresher. We haven't seen that, you know, in numbers in many years.
In action,
it's great action, and it really helps a guy. It helps a guy, you know. If you ask most of the guys, I'm sure you two are the same. You know, when we talk to most people about their favorite type of fishing, surface iron yellowtail comes up so frequently. You know, that is so often so many people's thing. And like, that's the developer of skills for it. You know, you get lots of bites. You learn how to cast a lure. You get a lot of opportunities at it. You learn how to wind through all those things. Like, that's such the developer of skills, having good barracuda fishing around.
Exactly. It's practice. You need practice. Any professional athlete who's good at anything doesn't just go out there and do it. They practice a little bit, and barracudas and stuff like that. That's good. Good practice.
That's cool.
And with the whole RSW deal.
Come out good. I had some the other day. We made some fish tacos on the way out, and barracuda, and it was excellent.
That's cool.
It's awesome. I mean, the RSW is really what solidifies, bringing that home.
Everything's bled. You just got to take it home and prepare it right and to get all that red meat out, and it's nice white flaky meat. You make ceviche, fish tacos.
Totally worthy.
Yeah, that's good.
That's cool. It sounds like we all know there was some crazy good fishing early. The fishing kind of petered a little bit. It spiked back up. It dipped back down, spiked back up. I would guess that this is the times when Captain's Concept info becomes the most important. You know, when fishing's wide open and you can jump on the Queen, you can jump on the San Diego, you can drop your knife jig down and know you're going to get a bite. That in, you know, you don't need trick info out there, but in this touchy, scratchy type fishing, this is when, you know, the tips that you guys provide is like, it's the most important time.
Yeah, it's super valuable. I mean, anybody can catch them when they're biting. When it's tough, it takes some skill, it takes some practice, it takes that little niche, whatever, that we're going to be going over, what we notice on the water day in, day out.
What are some of the, you know, just so give us a rundown, too, on, like, what Captain's Concepts is to a guy that's never heard of it, unfamiliar, how it works, the type of things that you guys do, the video. Like, give us the kind of rundown if somebody's never heard of it, looking for a better source of info for sport boat fishing. What's the kind of overview of Captain's Concepts?
So what we started this last, I think, late September or something. Mm-hmm. So basically what Matt and I do is we make the videos, and our videos go over anything that might pertain to the fishing we're doing right now or get you prepared for a trip coming up. And we go over, this is basically kind of designed for the guy that is going to be fishing on these sport fishing boats, whether you're going on a full day trip on Matt's
boat. It'll work for skiffs too.
I was going to jump in and say, like,
yeah, no, this definitely works for skiffs too, but, you know, we fish on sport boats. Yeah. Some of the stuff is more tailored towards sport boats.
You give the info for your boats, which is going to translate to all kinds of other fishing, but you're focusing on a guy that's going fishing with you guys.
But if I'm private boating, man, I want to know what you're doing, Kevin. Right?
Yeah, no, for
like,
sure.
If I'm going to be in your zone, I want to know what you did yesterday and what you did last week and what's coming up, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just for the angler, someone that's fishing. This isn't, you know, what we have isn't necessarily designed for someone that's going to take their own boat out, but it's designed for the angler to know, you know, what sort of tackle they should have, how they should have their tackle set up, anything from types of hooks, types of lures, to how to use all this stuff. And we really kind of pick a subject when we make a video or pick a lure and say, hey, this has been working good lately. This is how you should have this lure set up as far as hooks, blah, 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 what size line you should have it on, what type of rod, what type of reel, and this is how you fish that lure. Or a sinker rig. That was a big thing for us. You know, Matt kind of reinvented how we fish sinker rigs for bluefin, and that has been like a complete game changer. Stuff like that. And we go over everything from all the different types of fish we're doing. You know, Matt spends a lot of time at the Coronado Islands. We spend a lot of our time fishing offshore. And with how much everything changes offshore all the time, you know, if you have a buddy that was out, you know, 2 weeks ago and was like, oh, you know, this is the only way we caught fish, you know, that could be completely different from what we're doing today or tonight on tonight's trip.
I loved that you do it. I mean, you guys do it. You might come home from a trip and set up the camera, make a video right then, right there, while it's fresh. And, Matt, you were saying one of your most recent videos, I mean, you hate to say it, but, like, it's part of fishing. It was fishing in crummy conditions. Like, hey, you get on the boat, and it's adverse condition, and the anchor's swinging back and forth. This is how you deal with, you know, you picked your day, and your day didn't line up with the best conditions. Like, this is how you deal with adversity.
Yeah, that's one thing we can't control is Mother Nature, so it's always going to be different out there. Fishing on the anchor, fly line, or bait when the boat is swinging around, if you've done it before, you know it's tough.
It's super tough.
So yeah, we go over stuff like that where I go over how you can prevent having your line going underneath the boat, or how you can get your bait away from the boat, and how to read the birds and stuff like that, where you should be at to get the bite.
That's it. And those are the days where that kind of stuff pays off. If you didn't know that as the boat swings this way, you want to cast your bait that way, so that when the boat swings, it's pulling line off your reel, and now you're away from everybody else, and you're away from the problem, you got the bite. Like, those are those few little things where if there's only a handful of bites to go around, but you got one, that's the payoff.
Exactly, yeah. It's beneficial. If you notice those little things, that's going to make or break your trip.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Man, what great info we're going to have today, Corey, having these boys in here.
A really fun show,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
I mean, Gavin off the Pacific Queen and Matt off the San Diego, and just having a great time in studio today. And if you want to join us, give us a shout at 213-432-1090. That's the way to do it on the telephone number. Again, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. And it's only done through the app. If you want to send a question to these guys, whether it's a bluefin or Matt's on the bluefin too, but if it's something at the islands, I know they have some killer sea bass fishing a couple weeks ago. You got questions about any of it going on, You could do that through the app, and we have a really cool prize at the end of the show. You have a chance to go fish with Matt or with Boog on the San Diego. So we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, all that free parking. You got to like it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but good
times. Game changer.
Right? Game changer. Nothing but good times right there. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is a pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water baits in it, both cells and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect center for your boat. For outboard cells and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of the Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2400.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
All right, welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup. Man, having such a fun time, and I know we're going to have a fun couple of hours. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. The texts are rolling through, and man, there's a lot of good ones for sure, but we're going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth, and you'll have your chance to go fish with Matt or Boog.
Yeah, pretty cool the way the prize happened. So, again, I mean, what an opportunity to get to go fishing on the San Diego. Great boat, all the great, you know, things that we always talk about, the crew, the fish care, all the things that you guys do. And basically, every single call that makes it onto the air today is going to be eligible to win that trip, and every text that gets read is going to be eligible to go. And at the end of the show, we're going to have one of the boys flip a coin, and that coin is going to designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. Somebody's going to get to go fishing with Brawla and company. So a great time. Real quick, guys, you gave a great rundown of what Captain's Concept is and the type of video you do and the type of info that you do. How does somebody get it? Like, if somebody's listening right now, think, yeah, dude, that's exactly what I want. I want to know how to fish the anchor when conditions suck and we're swinging around, or I want to learn the right way to fish a knife jig and how you guys trick rig it and all that kind of stuff. How does one participate? Like, how do you do it?
So we're on a platform called Patreon. If you go to patreon.com and you search Captain's Concepts, we'll pop right up. You can follow us on Instagram, captains_concepts, and there's a link right there in our bio. We're also on Facebook as well, and there's links in both of those, and you just go right there.
Patreon, for those who don't know about it, is just a very – it's a popular, very secure internet platform where a lot of stuff like this exists. Not necessarily a lot of stuff like fishing content, but – Any type of
But there's thing. Artists on it, there's like guitarists, you know,
exactly.
Music.
Yeah,
it's just different platforms where you can subscribe to their page.
And you know that it's a very safe, secure, easy money transaction kind of
thing. Yeah, that's what they do. They just support people, do content creators, is what they call them. Yeah, so it's a platform you could sign up, and they have all kinds of stuff, like you said. But we're just going through them.
There's
like an Instagram or something.
Totally.
I've been I've looked around a little bit. There's definitely a lot more fishing stuff related, like kind of on the East Coast, the guys that are using this app. There's also a few guys on your West Coast guys that use the Patreon app. But basically the reason we made the Patreon versus having like our own website is because of like the little bit of time that we have in between trips for us.
A little bit of time.
It makes it super easy for us to get our content up there. It makes it super easy for our subscribers to view that content. And I also just looked on my phone. If you just Google Captain's Concepts, it'll pop up right away. And
cool.
You can see it on there as well.
And is it monthly? Is it yearly? Is it one video at a time? Like, how does that part of it work?
So you could do monthly or yearly. We charge $25 a month, or I think if you sign up for the year, you get a little bit of a discount.
Oh, cool.
And as of right now, that gives you all of our future videos that you're obviously subscribed for, and it gives all the videos that we've had in the past, which we probably have 80 videos or somewhere around there. I don't know exactly the right number, but all the videos that we've done in the past as well.
So you get to backtrack to everything. So all of the knife jig stuff that you did last year, all of the fly line stuff that you did beginning, everything's available once you sign up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everything's available. There's also an app you can get on your phone, just like you would get an Instagram app.
Okay.
Or you could do it on like a laptop or anything normal as well.
Cool. I dig it. Yeah, well, the phones are packed. The texts are packed up. Corey, why don't we jump right into it?
Let's do it. How about Sean? Sean Cone from Lomita. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cook Up, Sean.
What's up, Sean? Thanks for getting us started.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Great show as usual. Being repetitive in that way. But I got a question for each of you. Back in the 80s when I was a kid, the bluefin tuna was, of course, the prize catch. But they'd come in. I live up here around the South Bay of Los Angeles, where around the peninsula, the bluefin would show up, and then out of Catalina Island. Matt, do we get any, like tuna that come up close to the islands like they used to do? They'd have a 220 Saber blank that I'd wrapped in a Squitter Junior so I could fish the 12-pound test and lob an anchovy. Is that fishing ever resurfaced again? And also, when we're fishing offshore, Gavin, I always had a lot of success soaking a bait off the bow with a sliding sinker. And when the crew's telling you, change your bait if you're not getting bit, I'd soak it, and all of a sudden I'd be the last one to get bit just before the boat moved. Can you touch on both of those points, guys?
As far as bluefin at the islands, yes, we do see them. We didn't see them too much this year. There was a little sign, say, a couple weeks ago. We saw some 40-pounders around. We never caught any. I know a couple of them hooked. But years prior, the last few years, we have seen actually excellent sign of bluefin around. We even had some really good days fishing for them. I remember a couple years ago, we had a drift for like 60 of them or something in 8 fathoms.
Wow. That's why.
And that's shallow.
And that's, that was like traditional, like he's talking about, like old school traditional island fishing, where they caught them 30 years ago and they caught them 30 years ago. And
exactly.
Even the same size of fish, like...
Now we don't need to use a squitter, though. Now we have Trinidads and two-speed reels with Spectra and fluorocarbon, so it's a lot easier to get a bite.
That's cool.
As far as the
sinker.
Yeah, long soaking a bait, I think for us that we are kind of on the opposite. And I always try to tell my people to change their baits as often as possible. You know, there is that occasional day where you long soak a bait and get a bite, but I think for what we do at least, I think it's kind of the opposite. We kind of have our people change their baits as many times as possible to get fresh baits out all the time with either no sinker, it seems like now, or we use like a heavier 4 to 8 ounce, 12-ounce sinker if we've seen fish deep. Occasionally, we see it maybe like twice a year, it seems like, where like a 2-ounce sliding sinker is a way to get a bite. But for the most part for us, a 2-ounce sliding sinker is a good way to get a bite. But 90% of the time, for what I tell my people, my pastors, what I'm doing is to pretty much basically the opposite. Just change your bait all the time.
You guys would know the answer. This is just strictly observation for me, but man, it sure seems like, looks like most of the time, if you're fly lining a bait, if you're a guy that spends 20 minutes soaking a bait forever that occasionally gets a bite versus a guy that in 20 minutes he fished 25 or 30 different sardines, that guy, it might take, it might be his 17th fish, his 17th bait before he gets a bite, but in that amount of time, it seems like that guy gets one or two so much more frequently than the half hour long bait soak. Eventually a fish swims by and eats a dead one.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of times the most aggressive fish are going to be pretty close to the boat eating the chum, you know. And I always think the guy, whoever on the boat is going to use the most amount of sardines is usually going to get the most amount of bites.
I've always thought that it sounds like every one of us knows that like when you fire out a bait that hits the water and like you know that one's going to get a bite guaranteed like this. And sometimes it takes, you know, half your day until you pin that sardine on, but it hits the water and just screams off. And like, you know, that thing's going to get a bite before it ever found a fish, before a fish ever found it. It's like, that's the one. Like, You need to be fishing that bait every time, and it just takes. Sometimes it takes just cycling through them until you get it. Like, we all know what that feeling is when that bait hits the water and takes off. Like, oh, this thing's gonna get a bite for sure. If you're not fishing with that one, it's time to fail them out until you are.
Well, and the more baits you fish, the more chances you have of finding that bait.
Totally.
Exactly.
That's it. Well, hey, appreciate the phone call very much, Sean. Corey, why don't we jump into the text?
Yeah, you know what? I have a good one right here, and it's probably something you've discussed on your site, but we'll figure it out. Good morning, guys. Captain Fish Concepts is a great resource. He says, thank you. Can we discuss the brawler rig / drop shot? Have you tried hooking the bait through the mouth and out from the top in this technique? I found it keeps the bait way more lively and leaving the lower jaw alone. Scott from El Segundo.
Yeah, brawler rig, drop shot for bluefin. It's kind of something I was losing sleep about. As far as the bait goes, yes, we've tried it, hooking it through the mouth. It does work. A lot of guys struggle. If anyone's hooked a bait on a sinker rig where you're hooking the sardine through the lower jaw up through the tip of the nose with the circle hook, it can be tough. You beat up your bait or you rip their head back and break their neck. If you're struggling with that, just put the hook right through the tip of the nose, like put it in the mouth up through the top, and your bait will be a lot better off if you're struggling with hooking it through the lower jaw up through the tip of the nose.
And that makes sense. It's so you have the point of the hook almost sticking out the top of the bait. I'm visualizing it like a lead-headed.
Yeah, it's like a drop shot you would for largemouth bass.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty
yeah.
Slick.
So thanks a lot for the text. We'll come right back to that. But in the meantime, we're going to run down to the East Cape real fast, talk to John Ireland calling us from Rancho Leonero. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey, guest.
What's going on, John?
Morning.
Quite a week of fishing, you guys. Quite a week. I thought, you know, last week was almost impossible to beat, and we sure did beat the heck out of it this week. We had a couple new actors come into the mix. You know, literally every popular game fish species that we present is here and biting this week. The wahoo showed up, and it's topped everything off. So we've got tuna, billfish, wahoo, giant Dorado. By the way, I have the results from the Dorado shootout. Isaul Valdez won the thing with a 57-pounder. 147 teams participated. They weighed 45 Dorado over 30 pounds, give you an idea of the size of some of these fish. So it was his birthday, believe it or not. He won a VW Amarok 4x4 little pickup and $275,000 in cash out of that baby. How about that, huh? So he did pretty darn well. Like I mentioned, the fishing just really is extraordinary right now. Dorado or bites is not unusual. We're seeing, you know, we're sending out 10 to 15 boats a day. And we're seeing five or six Dorado come in that are over 40 pounds literally every day to the cleaning table. The wahoo now are in, and they're biting off of the lighthouse, hitting pretty much exclusively the Paulas. But quite a few taken this week, I'd say a dozen at least. And so they're around, and that should pick up. Once there's a few, there's normally others around with them. So we're going to see more of the yellowfin. It's going on outside. Numerous small pods of porpoise are holding tuna 10 to 40 pounders, 5 to 40 miles off. They're moving around. There's smaller pods and smaller schools, which is nice because all the boats don't bunch up on any one pod and don't drive the fish down. So plenty of opportunities for everybody. Literally everybody almost every day is limiting on yellowfin. The billfish, loads and loads of billfish. We had one boat release 10 day before yesterday. There's a real lots of sailfish are mixed in with it. And some big blues. These guys are getting stripped on a couple of blues out there, some real, and broken off, some real monster blues that are hanging around on the inside banks outside. Rooster fish, I thought last week was hard to beat, but they're bigger fish this week. Some to 90 pounds, loads over 50 pounds of rooster fish. Inside the lighthouse to Rincon Bay is the best spot for them. Gosh, you guys, what could I say? It's just really going on right now.
Sean, that's as good as fishing gets at East Cape, man. Every species biting that's happening inshore, offshore sounds awesome. And you had me at loads of 50-pound roosters on the beach. That
right?
sounds so cool. If somebody wants to come down and get in on it, because is there any room available if a guy just wants to strike while the iron's hot?
Yeah, last minute we have rooms available. I highly recommend it. Fishing just does not get much better than this, guys. It really, really does. And we're enjoying some excellent stellar fishing, that's for sure.
Awesome.
John,
if somebody does want to come and join you, get a room, talk to Pam, how do we do it?
Thanks, Greg. It's 800-646-2252. Or check out our website, RanchoLandero.com. We've loaded a bunch of pictures on there on Facebook as well.
Awesome.
Pretty awesome pictures. John, a nice fish guy.
Killer fishing. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear things are going so good down at the ranch, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You sure will. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks for that. So, Brella, you were talking. We were talking about Scott from El Segundo's text about that sinker rig, and I thought that was, if that wasn't one of the things that solidified the worth of subscribing to your guys' concept, that was a rig that you guys shared that you had seen success with. That, you know, I watched it in the tackle store, like, change how people were buying their gear, you know, I mean, it was so much. So give us a little rundown on kind of what Scott was talking about. What is the Brawler rig, and how did you kind of introduce people to it?
The Brawler rig is basically a drop shot rig for bluefin, where you're in line with your hook, you tie it directly to your hook, and then you have a drop line also on your hook with the sinker on the bottom. Just like if you drop shot it for bass, you know what I'm talking about. It was just, we needed something to get down faster. Those sinker rigs, everyone's fished the rubber band rig.
This is in place of what would more traditionally have been a rubber banded torpedo sinker on the line.
Exactly. If you sinker the rubber band rig too fast, you get all tangled up and your bait's not swimming good. And a lot of times we're drifting too fast to get it down. Like this year we were dealing with a lot of big fish where they're down 60 fathoms and you need to get a bait down there and you just couldn't do it with any amount of line on your reel with those rubber band rigs. And that drop shot, you could send it down as fast as you want and just get it down in the zone and keep it there.
So how long of a leash is it from the hook to the sinker?
I don't really think it matters that much.
24-inch?
Yeah, you could, we use like 2 to 3 feet.
Okay.
Feet. And in the beginning, I was doing it with really light line, like 20-pound.
Yeah.
Just thinking, oh, I got to be finessey. And now we just tie 50-pound mono. And we get our sinkers back, and I haven't seen an issue where we're losing fish because the sinker's pulling the hook out or anything like that. You're in direct contact with your bait and the fish when you hook them.
And how long of a leash is it on the hook? I mean, is it literally like freshwater drop shotting?
Your line coming off your rod is tied directly to
directly.
That. Yeah.
Wow.
It's drop shotting how you like to drop shot.
Literally.
It's the same thing, and you could – I think the coolest thing about it is you could feel your bait. You could feel your bait. You know you have a healthy bait on. You know when you're going to get a bite, too. I was freaking out, losing sleep, because there was fish underneath the boat a lot of times during the day, and we couldn't catch them. So I was like, there's got to be a better way. And
yeah.
Second drop, I'm sinking it down. I get down in the zone. And I could feel my bait fish twitch. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. And I feel my bait fish freak out.
Like it's telegraphing. Yeah, it's
like,
on.
Oh, my God, I'm going to get a bite. And sure enough, I'm 160 or 170, ate my bait, and we caught it.
Crazy.
And we started rigging people up on the boat, and we caught. That was the only way to get a bite that day.
So that video is actually part of your subscription.
Exactly.
I mean, it's on there.
Yeah, that night I went sat down in front of the camera and talked about it and showed you how to rig it up, and how I was doing it.
How cool is that?
Kevin, you were saying, like, you don't even hardly see sardine. You don't even hardly see rubber bands on the boat anymore because of that.
We rarely get people that fish rubber bands now. It's like that big of a game changer. A couple things that are I think are super important, too, like Matt was saying, you could feel your bait, but you can also feel if your bait falls off. You know, when you're fishing a sinker rig, typically you're fishing it a little bit longer than you would fish a fly line bait. But if you could feel, I see a lot of times people wind in their rubber band rig and their bait fell off right. or something happened, whether it was a fish or not a fish, and they've been fishing for who knows how long with no bait on their hook. Where fishing this setup, how Matt does it, you could feel your bait the entire time. So if your bait falls off, that's important.
And the big thing is, like you said, if that fish is super deep, now you're not... you know, with the rubber band, when the rubber band's up above the bait, the sinker is going to fall first. The sardine now gets pulled back up the top and it's twisted over your main line. By the time, and you have no way of knowing that. You're just feeling dead weight when you get down there.
Yeah, if you've fished a sinker rig even once, you've wound it in tangled.
Yeah,
a fish, a rubber band rig, I should say. You've wound it in and it's been tangled.
It's a helicopter.
Yeah, it's
exactly
you know,
exactly.
News like changes it. Another thing that's super cool. I think that helps us a lot is, like Matt was saying, it's a direct connection to your fish, to your hook, you know, with the rubber band sinker being like 3 feet or whatever above your hook. When your fish is shaking its head, that sinker is swinging back and forth a lot, you know.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, your sinker's swinging back and forth. You know, bluefin are notorious for shaking their heads. You give it just an ounce of slack and it shakes its head with that sinker way up there. We've pulled so many hooks doing that and that we've almost not completely eliminated, but we've cut back big time on pulling hooks on sinker fish, and I think it's just because how we rig them up now.
And all of that came out of this Patreon site.
Exactly. I'm always thinking of a better way to catch the fish, and I always think even when they're not biting, they'll bite something.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of times I'm buying new tackle and doing all kinds of goofy stuff.
Circle hook, J hook. Does that make a difference?
Circle hook for sure. Ring circle hook is what we like to use. Yeah, just for a little bit more free swinging, mm-hmm. and it's easier to tie. You can tie it to the ring, tie your drop to the ring as well.
And I'm visualizing this, and I think the ringed hook is probably the most important part because when you're direct tying. And then direct tying the sinker. So you have two different knots, correct?
Correct.
So by having that ring, you're now keeping your hook 90 degrees.
Exactly. You're keeping the hook point straight up.
Yes, yep. I'm on it. Dude.
There you go, man.
Hello.
That's why we sign up.
Dude, that's incredible information, really. I mean, and by signing up with Captain Concepts, you're not only getting that, you're getting the 80 other videos.
And if you were signed up to that, you got that before everybody else on the block did. And you were the one putting the bait down, and you were the one that got to capitalize on that when somebody else didn't. And that's what you guys are offering.
Exactly. Yeah, our subscribers were the first people to see that.
That's legit.
Yeah, that's super cool, man. Hey, we're going to be right back with some more good information from Matt off to San Diego, Gavin from Pacific Queen, and Captain Concepts when we return on the list. Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having so much fun. You want to join us? Well, lines are full, but when we drop one there, it's 213-432-1090 or text us via the app.
Yeah, with some great info going on right now. Again, if you want to get through, it's been a busy morning on that 213-432-1090. But, man, great info. Lots coming up. And we got the catch port, Corey.
I know it. And if you want to get the lowest price on gas, which couldn't be any more important than it is now, right?
That's as important as the sinker is.
Exactly. Yeah. For your truck or trailer boat, only some of gasoline has the lowest prices in San Diego at the sports arena. Get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. I mean, if you're going out early and nowhere else to get them, you can get them there. Discount bait certificates, which you promise you're not going to get anywhere else, right? Where else do you get a discount on live bait certificates? And you can get your beer, snacks, everything you need for your whole day. And if you're filling up with 35 gallons of gas minimum, which isn't very much at all, you get 100 pounds of free ice. How about that? So you can do that only at Summit Gasoline. Step in and say hello to Martha, the manager, and the whole crew there, her friendly staff. And there's so much more. It's right there at the Summit Gasoline at the sports arena.
610, I looked. It was 610 at my house when I left this morning, corner gas station. 539 at Summit. Like, dude, it's legit. Like, they really are. It's like the cheapest place in town. 100 pounds of free ice, all the other stuff. Like, it really is. Like, those guys are that's the spot for sure.
It doesn't get any better.
Yeah, pretty cool. Well, let's head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. We got Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning. What's up, guys? Matt, Gavin, what's happening?
What's up, Willie? Guys?
Man, funky week for us on the coast here. You know, this time of the year, you know, we see some ups and downs for sure along the coast. You know, at the front of the week on the beach, we had 70-degree water with some great bass action on both our half-day and three-quarter-day runs. You know, close to home, that half-day stuff, fly line live baits fished really well. We had both anchovy and sardine in our receivers, so that, you know, the bass were all about that. And plenty of bass we were catching on the artificial stuff, like the rubber lures and the hard baits and whatnot. But by Thursday, the water dropped 62 degrees. It took a huge hit. We had some tough downhill current, as I'm sure as a result of that big full moon that we had. But, man, the water just plummeted. And with that, you know, the bass fishing got really tricky the last few days. So over the last couple of days, you know, we just kind of had to make some adjustments. And, you know, we ended up out in some of that deeper water off of San Onofre, fishing rockfish for our mornings, you know, caught some nice reds and grouper and another mixed bottom fish, and it kind of pushed into the beach as, you know, the sun tried to poke through the clouds and stuff like that. But still, the water's, it's been climbing every day. We're like at 68 yesterday is what the guys were saying on the inside there. So let's hopefully this week we see some of that bass action back front and center at some point for both our half day and three quarter day stuff. But over at Clemente, the Fury continues to see some good sign over there with surface fish. He had some great bass action with some bonito and some barracuda in the mix as well. He's had a few nice halibut over there also. And the yellows that they're catching on fly line baits and dropper loops, you know, that fish is like in the 10 to 25 pounds. So, you know, just classic San Clemente Island yellowtail. He's catching some fish on the yo-yo irons as well. But just classic stuff over there. And then offshore on the bluefin scene, Captain Christian there, Sika Sport Fishing, his little four-pack boat, the Lexi, getting shots at that 100, 150-pound bluefin when that fish was back there behind Catalina earlier in the week. So he's been kind of that on the flyer and also on the troll. But he's been busy, you know, between his offshore stuff and fishing over at San Clemente Island. So kind of a funky week for us. We expect to see things rebounding at some point this week. You know, as, you know, the moon phase, everything kind of changes and that current subsides and everything kind of, you know, snaps back into more normal, you know, end of July type of fishing. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a phone call here. Our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there through Let's Talk Hookup page or check us out at DanaWarp.com.
Willie, stoked. Certainly sounds like some, especially when we have those favorable conditions, some really good fishing, and hopefully they continue to improve and get better. And, man, we're really pumped to have you in the studio here with us next Saturday.
Yeah, we'll be down there on a Saturday. That'll be a good time. Looking forward to that as well.
Awesome. Well, great job. Glad to hear the fishing continues. Good fishing up at Dana Wharf. And if somebody wants to come join you guys, get in all the fun one more time, what's the best way for us to do it?
Cool. You can book online at DanaWharf.com or call our office, 949-496-5794.
All right, I'm Willie. Appreciate it as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that.
And now down to Cedros Island, where I know the calicos are always biting, and your chance at a surface iron yellow is probably every minute, right?
We got Jeff Flowers on the line from Cedros Sport Fishing. What's up, Jeff?
Nice intro. Good morning, everyone. And again, another great show on Let's Talk Hookup. I'm learning something new. Again, even at my age, and with Gavin and Matt there, a couple of great fishermen. So thanks for all you guys do. So down to Cedros. Geez, how much better can you keep telling that it's getting? So trip down there right now. We got both lodges operating. Fantastic yellowtail fishing, surface iron, bait fishing. Some of the guys are catching them on the yo-yo. A lot of bait piling up on the south end of the island just due to the current structure that's down there. And, again, you know, limited by 8 o'clock in the morning, and guys are going back out and fishing the bass and always catching those nice ones. We got a few pictures this week that Rosie got on. I think she put them up on her site. And, you know, in that 5-pound range. And somebody had called earlier in the week and said they went down and went to go buy some Macquarie's baits the red and green Christmas trees were still available. So for people who are lining up to go down to Cedros to fish bass, get over to Fisherman's Line and Tackle and pick up those green and red MC swim baits.
You guys were the reason that we were always out of Christmas tree. Rosie sends every person down that's going to Cedros to buy Christmas trees. And I asked Corey for like a favor, like, can you make us like the most absurd amount of 5-inch Christmas trees, like
which I did,
which he did, man. We have, yep. I mean, we have not boxes. I mean, like bins, like 3-foot by 3-foot by 3-foot bins that hold thousands of them, and like we're already starting to dwindle, but we're good. Now we still got plenty of. If you ask Rosie, there is not another lure or color that catches a calico bass at Cedros. Because when guys come in, we'll be like, oh. You know, in the best way possible, it doesn't matter. Pick an MC swim bait. Every one of those things is going to catch a calico bass down there. Nah, I'm gonna get 4 Christmas trees.
And here's where I know when things are really happening is when Rick at the shop is out of every single 7-inch weedless, like literally. Like,
yeah.
I mean, delivery coming tomorrow. Stand by.
We did. We made an emergency call to Corey because, again, Jeff, guys that were visiting your spot, Cedros Sport Fishing, bought every single 7-inch weedless bait we had in the store, which is a lot. Let me tell you, like, we're well stocked. Every single thing we had, hundreds. These guys were like, that's all they wanted to go do was go catch big calico bass on weedless swim baits, and they bought every single thing we had. It was rad.
Yeah. I'll tell you now, with the two lodges, you know, twice as many anglers out there for us. And it's still a blast. You know, some of the people in the beginnings when we went down, they said, hey, you know, don't ruin the vibe. You know, a small group, we really like it. But I'll tell you, it's a big island. And, you know, we put out 8 boats. Big deal. Lots and lots of space down there. Lots of structure. Lots of kelp. Lots of fish. Lots of fun. Lots of drinking for those who want to. But we've got something special coming up this week. And for those who pay attention to what's happening down at Cedros Island, there's the annual Yellowtail Tournament. And we are booked. We've sold out all of our spots. But for next year, if anybody's interested in going, I can tell you that it is absolutely, without a doubt, the most fun you'll have fishing. The town turns into a giant party down by the landing. It's a giant fish fry on Sunday. It's a come as you are. The fish are donated to the town, so everybody gets to take home fish. And it's an absolute great time. So you get 2-fer when you go down there because you get the giant party that happens down there. All of the people come out with all their hospitality, and you get to go do some great fishing. and experience what Sadro Sport Fishing is all about.
I think that's one of the things that attracted me to that island so much is the people there are just super friendly. Like, they're very proud of the island. It's a very, like, familia feel. Like, everybody's stoked, and you come back from fishing, and, you know, the kids are jumping off the dock and swimming, and the town's just out hanging out. It's just that's there's not a lot of places like that in the world where everybody's just stoked, and they're stoked that you're there and vice versa. It's a really special spot. Jeff, if somebody wants to come join you later in this year or get in on the tournament next year, how do we do that?
Get a hold of Lindsay, and we have a few spots open this year, still in the season, and in the best parts of the season in the fall area. So get a hold of her. The best thing to do is to call her on her cell phone. Make sure that you're calling Rosie, and that is 619-772-7570, or you can go on the website. But I'll be honest, she's got her phone with her all the time. She's busy, but she will answer the phone, and if she doesn't, I promise she will call you right back, and you'll be happy that you're talking to her.
No doubt about it. Best operation on the island, without question. Jeff, great job. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to hearing you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Appreciate that very much. All right. Well, hey, that's going to while we're waiting for our surf guru, we're going to hit the text. I had a great one. This one for the boys. I had green braid on two of my reels, but I took it off because I was having trouble seeing it even during low light conditions or cloudy days. Do you guys have a preference on line color that we use? Is the super bright line going to create a problem? Looking forward to hearing what the captains have to say. Mike from Rosemead.
That's a good one. Just white. White's the one. White's the standard. I think it's good enough for us to see, and it's not too gaudy for where you will get less bites. I think it blends in with the sky. White's the way to go.
Gavin, same what you guys are doing?
Yeah, white spectra is pretty standard. Like you were saying, that any darker color spectra makes it hard, not only for the angler, you know, but for the crew, especially night fishing. Night fishing with, like, the dark green spectra is like the kiss of death,
I'll
man.
Bet.
It's so tough to see that stuff. One thing that we've been using a lot lately, mostly for nighttime fishing, is that Iser line multicolor line.
Totally curious. Going to ask what you guys thought about that.
Yeah,
that's the ticket.
Yeah, that's the ticket. We've seen like some other multicolor lines, you know, whether it's every 30 feet or something, it changes color, which is, you know, when everyone's getting bites and you're, you know, excited.
Yeah, is that three reds or two reds?
Yeah, like, trying to count out every 30 feet is really difficult, but. The Iser line, I think it's every 100 feet. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called. You probably know what it's called.
Just that, multicolor.
Oh, yeah.
And Power Pro has the same thing in the line called, Offshore. Depth Hunter Offshore.
Okay. And that's every 100 feet.
Same,
also.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100 feet is a pretty good marker. It gets you pretty close to the zone. One thing that I am kind of started to do is I'll take, you know, a lot of what we used to do is put a little Sharpie mark in our line.
Mm-hmm.
What I'll do is in between my 100-foot sections, I'll have a little tiny Sharpie mark for 50 feet. So I know every 50 feet, basically. So I'll have a solid color of whatever it is, yellow or white or orange. That'll be 100 feet. And then right in the middle of that,
nice.
I'll have a small mark of 50 feet. So if I want to really fine-tune it, I can get it down to every 50 feet.
Before that, like, metered and colored and marked spectra was around, were you guys finding that most guys were fishing too shallow or fishing too deep? Do you know? Was it both? Did it, you know, was a little mix of both? Like, what was the downside before a guy knew where he was at?
I recently just marked my line, and I just figured out that I was fishing a lot of dead water.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of guys either fish way too shallow or way too deep.
Yeah.
It's kind of
definitely both.
Yeah, both.
I know when you're, like, even for me, like, in the tackle store, like, I feel like I was probably fishing too deep before I started marking my line. Because when we're filling that line on a reel, I always trip at how fast 100 feet goes onto that reel. I mean, when you're fishing with a reel that's got a 6-to-1 gear ratio and you're turning the handle pretty fast, like, you're shocked or a 400-gram knife jig sinking. Like, you're at least me, like, I'm shocked at how fast a color comes off the reel. It's like, there's no way I'm already down 250 feet, you know, like that was just a couple of seconds, and without marking it or having any idea, and you're just trying to guess in your head and figure out, it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, 100 feet, if you're a good caster, 100 feet's not that very,
yeah,
not that far, especially casting like a Colt Sniper or something where you can make a good cast, you're casting your 100-foot mark off a lot.
Yeah, if you're in the stern and you cast to the bow and a little bit, that line's already off the reel.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
And it goes both ways too. I've looked down there, people winding in. You know, say, hey guys, start winding them in. I look down there, and the guy thinks he's 200 feet down, but 3/4 of his spool is out there. You know, And since we got everyone switched over, everybody's like, it just takes the guessing out. You know, it's cool. A complete game changer. It's huge.
And how do you guys go about it from being behind the wheel? Is it, you know, I see the fish at this depth and you call it out to guys? Or how does the relationship of knowing where you're supposed to be from the captain, what you guys are seeing on the machine, to the guys on the deck?
Your captain should be telling you where the fish are. Mm-hmm. You need to be in that zone to get a bite. Yeah, we're always up there telling you exactly where we're seeing the fish.
And on a particular night, is it common that the fish are all at a similar depth, or does that totally vary from school to school?
For nighttime fishing, it definitely, like, I would say overall, 240 to 300 feet is, if you're on a boat where the captain's not telling you how deep they are or whatever, that is going to be most of the time the standard. We have seen a lot of times this year where the fish are, when we're getting those big nighttime hits where the fish are as high as just 100 feet down, 100 to 150 feet down. And we have had nights, especially on bigger fish, like over 100 pounds, where the fish are all 400 to 500 feet down, you know. But most of the time, you're like 250 to 300 foot is pretty standard.
Gotcha. There again, like I keep thinking about what a value the captain's concept thing is, like just knowing, just hearing that, hey, we were fishing this week and all our big fish were super deep. You know what I mean? Like, it's little things like that. Hopefully you're getting to go fishing with Gavin, but if you're not, like, picking those little things off are the things that you're, you know, if your $25, you know, gave you that little tidbit and you were fishing a bigger jig and you hooked that big fish, like, it's just worth its weight in gold.
I agree with you, Rick, and even having your own private boat. I know Gavin's saying that, you know, it's more targeted toward the sport boat guy, but dude, a private boat guy knowing what you're doing, I want to know what you're doing so I can travel 50 miles. I mean, I'm spending a good amount of money on my gas, and I want to know what to do.
Yeah, totally.
And it's working out good.
I'm with you. Like, if we can, you know, I'm the same thing. Like, every guy that's in a skiff is aspiring to do what you guys are doing, is put a good catch on big ones. And if you can take that info and put it towards catching, I'm with you. Yeah,
I agree with you.
No doubt.
Hey, we're going to be right back with some more great information from Matt and Gavin from Captain's Concepts when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewrich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.